Mr. Justin, Justin Daugherty, Daugherty, 32389. Today's 4/5/23. Chief complaint: tiredness. Number one, weakness. Number two, sore throat. Number three, congestion. Number four, fever. Off and on. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is diarrhea. Next one is patient has been feeling above mentioned symptoms for the past few months. Say he had COVID at the end of last year and since then has had issues with above mentioned symptoms along with leg pain, arm pain, tiredness, lymphadenopathy in the neck and other associated symptoms, period. He's otherwise very healthy. He works for Baker Hughes, B-A-K-E-R-H-U-G-H-E-S. He's exposed to chemicals, but he does wear a respirator. He's married, has two children that are stepchildren. He doesn't smoke. He quit in December, and he doesn't drink alcohol, allergy, penicillin, surgery, non-medical problems, negative medication, non-COVID immunizations up to date, family history, one brother with diabetes, otherwise there's no heart disease, diabetes, or hypertension. Grandparents have had strokes, review of system as above. He's alert, he's awake, 204 pounds, no significant change in his weight, 98%, 98.3, 16, 104, 134 over 86, heart pauses, pump pauses, 2, tachycardic, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, generalized tenderness noted, neck shows anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows tenderness about the calves, upper extremity shows tenderness about the upper extremity, and then neurological non-focal chest x-ray. Next paragraph is within normal limits. Chest x-ray was done because of recurrent symptoms after COVID, which can be categorized as long COVID. Next number, we also looked at his liver, kidney, abdomen, and gallbladder, which with the ultrasound, which was within normal limits. There's no evidence of DVT or PVD in the upper and lower extremity. Next number is tachycardia, prompted us to do an echocardiogram, which showed a good ejection fraction with no valvular abnormality. Next number, his COVID today is negative. His strep is positive. Flu A, flu B are negative. Next number, he does have mild prostatidemia, but his prostate is within normal limits. Next number is anterior chain lymphadenopathy, both related to long COVID and patient's current positive strep. Next number is findings discussed with patient. Next number is patient will have blood work done. I will call patient with the results when they're available. Next number is he's going to take vitamin C once a day, vitamin D, 10,000 units once a day, check levels and lots of liquid and rest with exercise till I call him with the results. For now, the Rocephin and Decadron and the Z-Pak and the Medrol dose pack should take care of his streptococcal infection. Has had injections in the past, even though he can't take penicillin tablets. He's had Rocephin in the past with no problems. Thank you.